Tea Time. This is a weekly pop culture podcast on the Ringer Podcast Network. I'm Liz Kelly.
I'm Kate Howell.
And I'm Amelia Wedemeyer. And today we're checking in with the tea bag.
Yeah! Yes! My favorite episodes!
Woo!
Sorry.
You guys submitted a lot of great questions. We're actually going to go through a lot. I feel like we knocked a lot out. Okay, before we get into the show, follow us on Twitter if you'd like. We're at teatime_33. And definitely follow us on Instagram. It's Amelia's best work. It's at teatimepod. Okay, before we get into the questions, let's take a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear are so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
All right, you guys, we're checking in with the teabag. We reached in, the teabaggers delivered. we've broken these up into categories because, of course, we did. So we're going to do like celebrity questions, beauty questions, miscellaneous, whatever. They're all a little bit miscellaneous, which is why we love you guys. So we're starting with the celeb questions because this is a pop culture podcast. Let's get these out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay, first question comes from at Kathleen M. Hill. You could ask any celeb one question that they had to answer honestly. Who and what would you ask? Great question.
Great question.
Great. I actually have thought about this in the past because celebrities are so secretive for, I guess, good reason.
What's your answer? Having put a lot of thought into this.
Okay. Off the top, and I think, I don't know if this is like recency bias or what, but genuinely, I want to ask like Britney Spears, if she's good once and for all, do I have to worry about you? Do I not? I cannot tell. And the more I dive like into it, the more confused and conflicted I get. So I just want to know, do I have to worry about you? Do I not? Are you good? You know?
Yeah. Just you good to Britney Spears.
Just you good?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys go. Question. What's a question you guys would ask?
Well, I was like kind of trying to hack it. You know how like when they talk about, you know, asking a genie for three wishes and like you're supposed to ask for more wishes.
Yeah.
So I was like, how could I hack this question? This really wasn't the spirit of the question, but it's just how my brain worked.
Sure.
So I was like, what celebrity knows the most celebrity secrets? And then you can go to this celebrity and ask, what is the juiciest celebrity secret that you know? So
wow,
I was like, maybe like a talk show host. Like, I feel like Graham Norton has
that's a good one.
Many celebrities.
Yeah.
Maybe just like someone really high up behind the scenes in the like entertainment industry. You go what is something that no one knows about
that's a very famous
person? So that's my hack. And then also, I just want to ask Leonardo DiCaprio about the headphones.
That's a good one.
If he uses them in the bedroom, and if so, why? And I just have a lot of questions about that, and I just want to know if it's true. So
that is funny. That's good. That's a really, I love your hack. It was very like galaxy brain.
Outsource it is really smart. Like my fourth question, I think I would go to Barack Obama and be like, who is the least favorite celebrity you've met? Because you're right. You should go to someone who knows a lot of people or have had a lot of exposure. I feel like it's better going that route. Amelia, what are your thoughts on your question?
Oh my God. I mean, both of yours were good. I would say
I have two right more questions.
Right off the top.
Okay, yeah,
two
yeah.
More
yeah.
Questions.
You,
I have two more
you,
questions.
You, yes, please go. Okay, I'm asking Jennifer Aniston. Tell us what really went down.
Love
with
that.
The Brad Pitt Angelina Jolie situation.
Good
is,
one.
Did he cheat? Did you know? Did you hack his phone? What actually happened? And then lastly, this is really just for me, but I do want Kylie Jenner to take me through a realistic day at her plastic surgeon's. Like, I just gotta
yes.
know what actually, is going on behind the curtain.
That is a great
plan?
Question.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
What's
that's
her
a very specific, team? That's a specific one. That's like and, a good like action item.
Right. That is a really smart, and actually piggybacking off of that, I thought of one. I think I would definitely ask, or if I could just like send it out into the universe, I'd be like, all the procedures that each and every one of the Kardashians / Jenners have done.
Yes, yes. Mm. Because love that is something, know. Amelia, me and you will never find out. And it's just going to be one of the world's greatest mysteries. And I'm kind of upset because
we
I'm
can
so
only,
curious.
Yeah, we can only speculate. It's so yeah, right. rude.
We can only hope for a tell-all book one day once the doctor's NDA is expired in like 7 decades. Okay, let's keep going. Next question is from Ben Burbach. And this is a good one. What echelon of fame will Rita Ora ride this relationship? Marvel cameo? FaceTime with ScarJo and Colin Jost? What did she talk to Russell Crowe about on their bike ride?
So this is in reference to Rita Ora supposedly dating Taika Waititi, right?
Yes. Yes. And also our Rita Ora being the most popular girl in Australia
right.
conversation.
We were ahead of the right. We were several weeks ahead of the game on the Rita Ora in Australia circuit, I just
yes,
want to
we
say.
Were. Yes, we were.
Great question. It's like a weird celebrity circle for her. Like yeah. I don't see her in the Marvel universe
Neither
at all,
do I.
Certainly. she's not a serious actress, so it's not like she's going to show up in Taika Waititi movies. Although right. he is very loyal to like a certain group of actors that he puts in a lot of his movies. So mm-hmm. like if he did start casting her in things, then she would be set for like 10 years or like whenever the relationship expires.
Right.
I honestly like kind of just want her to go back to music. She had some pop songs like when I was in college that were pretty catchy. Mm. And they're the only thing that she's ever done where I've been like, okay, like you're actually pretty good at this. Remember yeah. her song with Iggy Azalea, Black Widow?
Oh, yes.
Maybe they should like redo that and then like put that in the Black Widow movie. And like, that's the Marvel crossover.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
That's all sure. I've got in terms of Rita. Yeah. In the Marvel universe.
I'm sure Iggy Azalea is down.
Listen, bring them both back. Bring them both back. Two birds, one stone.
Okay. Next one, I'm just going to shoot this directly at Amelia because I have been waiting for your unfiltered thoughts on this. It's from
Thank you.
At RK Maloney. Bennifer 2.0, yay or nay? We got a couple questions about this.
We did a lot. Yeah, you know, decent amount. I would say yay. Why not? They're familiar with each other. I think that's great. You know, they both seemingly came out of, I don't know, weird relationships. A-Rod apparently cheated on J-Lo and Ana de Armas just like up and left him. I don't know what happened there, but you know, why not? They're both getting press from it. So just, you know, I hope the best for them, I guess.
Amelia, is this the least expected ex she could have gotten back with to you? Because it is to me. Of all the,
really?
Like I thought maybe a Mark Anthony situation would have come
wow.
before Ben Affleck, but I don't know.
I think he's married, but I like Ben Affleck. I feel like he's at the right time in his life, you know, where he's, you know, he's like hooked up with the younger woman, done that. He has children, you know, he has a good ex-wife. Now he can get back with J-Lo. They were engaged. So why not try it once more when everyone's a little more mature, I guess.
I feel like he's too similar to A-Rod, only in that he has this like yeah. old chaotic energy and also just like can't learn to, I don't know. He just can't learn from his past mistakes.
I feel like A-Rod is a lot less genuine than Ben Affleck. Because I feel like Ben Affleck just wears his like depression and self-loathing on his sleeve. And I mean, I have to respect that. And
yeah.
Whereas like A-Rod, I feel like wants to pretend that everything's okay. Like I didn't cheat, or just, you know, the fact that he came out with this Instagram where he was playing Coldplay's Fix You and looking yeah. at photos. Like that is so like calculated to me. And that is so just like, what narrative are you trying to shift here? Like, you liar. So yeah.
She can do so much better, you guys. You're insane. JLo should not be okay. dating Ben Affleck. She should not be dating any man with a back tattoo like that, with scruff like that, who's on ever been on Raya, who knows what Raya is. She needs to be dating like A-list, current all-star, really hot, maybe 20 years younger than her. That's what I think. I don't know who, but that's my range for her. Fingers she does crossed. Not need to go back to Ben Affleck. Absolutely not.
You're crazy. Yeah, that's perhaps right. Okay, the next category of questions is like related to movies, TV, books, and music. So first one is from Kelly Anderson. Recommendation of something to watch, like movie, TV, YouTube video, something to read, like a book, magazine, article, and something to listen to, like a music and podcast. You guys have any recommendations up your sleeves?
I do. I'm ready.
Go ahead.
My comfort YouTube video for the past couple weeks has been Rina Sawayama's Tiny Desk concert. She did like the NPR Tiny Desk concert. Just crushed it. I've watched it like 50 times. It's so good. If you don't know who she is, you should. She's fabulous. She's like a British pop star. That's my watching recommendation. Reading is Gideon the Ninth. It's like a sci-fi series. If you're not into sci-fi, you can ignore it. But if you like sci-fi, you should look it up. Give it a shot. It's very like darkly funny. And Listen is Ollie London from Years and Years, which was big like 5 years ago. He's gone solo and he has a new single called Starstruck and he has a new album coming out soon. And it's very like sort of song of the summer vibes, really fun, really peppy.
Yeah.
And I really like him. So those are my three.
What a well-rounded answer. Yeah, thank you, Hallowell.
Really good answer. Jeez.
Amelia, you have any recs to throw into the mix?
Yeah, let's see. I guess for recommendations for something to watch, I don't know. I feel like I just watch so many different things. But lately, I've been trying to get back watching previous seasons of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because that is premiering soon. And the whole drama with Erica Jane Girardi and whether or not she stole money from widows and orphans, as Dorit said on the preview. So I try and watch like last season was season 10 and I know Hulu has all the seasons. So, and I don't know, I just love Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I think that might be my go-to franchise in the Real Housewives. So that, and then something to read, you know, Vanity Fair. If you go and subscribe to them, you can have access to all of their back issues, their archives, and they have some really good articles from years and years ago. There was one that I read recently that was about like a racehorse that died. It was very sad, but it was about Barbaro, who I think, I don't remember when this happened, like 2007 or something, but he died. He was like running in one of the big races. It was a really interesting article. And I think the article was from like 2007 or something. But anyway, I'm just saying that for a small fee each month, you can educate yourself by buying a subscription. So that's my recommendation for that.
That's a good rec because I feel like we all have such a short attention span right now, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't read a whole book, just like do a little long form article.
Just do a little long form.
Wait, my book recommendation goes along with that with short attention spans. Love and Color. I think we've talked about her before. I'm reading it. It's a collection of short stories. It's from my favorite Twitter follow, Bolu Babalola. She is so funny. She loves love. And she just like, I think also this is more of her like online presence, but I feel like the common theme of Tea Time too is like, it's not embarrassing to like rom-coms or like these really kind of girly, silly movies like, and society tells us it's embarrassing, but it's not. Mm. She has a through line of all of that, like you should love and celebrate love and that's not silly at all. But anyway, the book that she wrote that just came out is a collection of short love stories that are taken from like folklore and mythology, and she's like reimagining it kind of and like puts new life into it. It's so good, and it's just like a really heartwarming, nice read. But each chapter is a different story.
Nice. So can't wait to read it. I love her.
And then I've also been watching a lot of the, I think we've talked about this, a lot of YouTube, and I've been watching the Vogue Beauty Secrets videos because they're so addicting for some reason and they make me feel good. Like all these celebrities just putting nice things on their faces and just kind of like chatting aimlessly through it.
Yes.
Amelia, any other recommendations before we move on to the next question? I feel like I cut you off.
No. I guess the only other thing I would have to recommend is because you know, when we shared all of our Spotify playlists and mine was like embarrassingly horrible.
Oh, yeah, like Wrapped playlists?
Yeah.
Yes, right. So I'm trying to like actively listen to better music and just like trying to listen to better music. It's not going great, but I will say that I've discovered this one. I get myself into these situations where I have to explain something and it's not working out. The band is called Home and it's just like electronic kind of music, but it's good. I don't know. It's like nice background music. Yeah.
What was your top song again? Was it Tim McGraw?
Yes.
So it's not Tim McGraw. So listen, we're moving in an upward trajectory.
Thank you. Yeah.
Amelia,
yeah.
I have thought about that too, as I'm like in the gym listening to this disgusting like Miami club music. I'm like, this is going to come on my rap and that's going to be embarrassing.
Right? Exactly.
All right. Next question. At Sarah Perkins 1 asks, if you did a cringe mode book, what would be the first read?
Great question. Gotta say, like, Meg Cabot has so many options that we could delve into. Princess Diaries, obviously, a classic series. Also, we talk a lot about Angus thongs and full frontal snogging.
Yes, that came. That's funny. I thought of that too.
So those were the two that came to mind in terms of books that we've thought about and like sort of go with our like demographic.
Yeah. Oh, that's good answer. That's a really good answer.
I was thinking, you guys ever read like Sophie Kinsella books? You know, like The Confessions of a Shopaholic. Shopaholic and Baby. I read all of those. Me and my sister both. And I think it was actually made into a really trash movie.
Yes, with Isla Fisher.
Yeah.
Australian Queen.
So yeah, I think that would be my answer. Australian Queen, yeah.
That's really funny. I would say probably the Gossip Girl series.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's a good answer.
I used to be obsessed with the gossip. I would like just wait until the new book dropped on at Barnes & Noble. And I was like, yes, really into Gossip Girl in like high school. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we could do that. That's a good answer.
We can probably trace a lot of issues back to those books.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Next question from Roman Peregrino. This is good. I've been saying that a lot, but really this one is really funny. Good thought experiment. Which one of you three would last the longest on A, The Masked Singer, B, Survivor, and C, Great British Bake Off?
So good.
Oh my God.
It's got to be Amelia on The Masked Singer.
And Survivor, though. She's got to sweep both.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, because of the level of enthusiasm, the level of knowledge.
She knows how to play the game.
On both of them. And Masked Singer, really, like, it comes down to I don't know how Amelia's singing is, but, like, the way that she clutches her microphone during this podcast, I'm like, she just has something
God, so
in her.
True.
You know, like, that's she has the stage presence.
So true.
I just think she would make the most out of that opportunity.
I also feel like Amelia has a certain mental fortitude that I do not.
I don't know about that.
To survive on either a desert island or a stage in front of Jenny McCarthy or whoever. And she's just mentally stronger than I am. And I think that's why you need to succeed.
That's very kind of you to say
like,
that.
No question. I think you could crush it on Survivor. Masked Singer, 100%. I feel like you would have to like really strat it. Because again, I don't know.
Singing lessons.
I don't know about that level of it. But yeah. I do have total faith in your Survivor.
I think you guys could do Survivor too. Like, you're athletic.
No, and I don't like outside.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, me too. I get hungry. Well, and the sleep deprivation. I take like a nap every day. So I don't think, you know.
Okay. Which one out of us three and Kaya, who is lasting longest on Great British Bake Off?
I think I would do well on the Great British Bake Off for the same reasons as Amelia, where like I've just seen all of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they love when you make a key lime pie. Paul doesn't like pickles. Prue loves alcohol. Just got to know.
Yeah.
I know how to prove things.
I don't know that I could win,
but
neither do I. I was just nodding my head.
You just have to see it and then you kind of know what to do. So,
yeah, I think that's an easy answer that you're
Liz,
going to
Liz, what reality show do you think you would, like if you had to go on a reality show and compete competitively, which one would you do the best on?
Like Undercover Boss or something? If I become a boss, no.
Oh my God. Now I need to see you on Undercover Boss.
Liz no, like, puts on a like baseball cap show. And like goes into the Ringer editorial bullpen and pretends to be named Danny. That's like the Ringer Undercover
Boss.
Oh
my God.
No, I'm pretty much doomed on reality TV. Also, I just like, I don't like the cameras on, the mic always attached to you. I can't say anything. Right.
It kind of goes against everything that you,
yeah,
that
no just, private is a part of you. Conversations. Yeah.
That's yeah. So funny.
Okay. Next question is from at Belinda AR57. If you could choose to watch one TV series over and over again for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Guys, I overthought this one also.
Of no, course that's you good. Did.
So TV series in history that have the most episodes. Because if you're only watching one TV series, you want to have the largest range of episodes. Number one, The Simpsons, 703 episodes.
Wow. The Simpsons from you?
Never seen The Simpsons. Don't know if I like it, but 703 episodes, like that's a lot
of
television.
Some of the earlier stuff is funny.
Right. And I mean, it's very popular. It has to be popular for a reason,
I mean, it's a funny show. I mean, as of recently, like it hasn't been the best, but like some of the earlier stuff is like very, very funny.
Yeah. So I just feel like in terms of range, also Law & Order SVU has a 490.
Ooh.
And I'm pretty sure my mom has seen all of them.
That's a lot. Jeez.
Yeah.
Also, but yeah, that was what my head was thinking. I was like, go with something that has a lot of episodes. But my heart would say just like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is just a personal favorite.
Right.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Amelia?
Well, I know The Office has a bunch of episodes and I think they're really funny and rewatchable. So maybe The Office,
I guess. That's a good pick.
That was my answer. I feel like we've talked about this before. The worst thing that's happened in the last like 8 years is the oversaturation and having like The Office be a personality trait. Because unfortunately, I am one of those people that like really like The Office. And now it's like kind of annoying to like. Right. I don't know. But that
would
be my answer
too. We're
going to
get into that later when we talk about Chugi. The Office is apparently Chugi now.
Oh, yeah. So, I can't wait for that.
We'll get into that at the end.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
At Amanda Sensed asks, top three must-have songs on a road trip playlist.
I like this.
I also put too much thought into this. Yeah, you go first. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like all of us might have, Kate, I know you have, I have road tripped across the country twice from North Carolina mm-hmm. to California.
Damn.
So I feel like I have some experience with the art of the road trip. And the first one is just obvious, but I'm going to get into like more nuance. I think genuinely life is a highway slaps on every road trip.
Incredible. Yes. It's like, oh my God. Yes.
It's the most common baseline answer, but it is that way for a reason.
For a reason. It's yeah, for a reason.
It's you turn it on and the person next to you is like, haha, that's funny. And then the chorus comes and you're like, let's do it. You know?
Oh my God. Great choice.
It yes. gets you every time.
It's that's unbeatable.
Good. That's really yeah. good.
I also think the Mamma Mia soundtrack is oh, just God. All-time great sing-along. Uh-huh. And then the Rumors yes. album from Fleetwood Mac is like for the slower times where you want to be quiet, kind of sing
love that.
To yourself.
God.
What about you
Those
guys?
Those are great choices. We actually went really a good. Very similar rubric.
Okay.
So for the three, I was like, you need one Broadway song that everyone like can sing along to, especially if like you get really into it, like everyone has their own part. And yeah. I do remember doing this with Dreamgirls, It's All Over with my siblings oh. coming back from college.
Wow.
Also like maybe a little Les Mis if you're feeling nasty. And then an oldie that everyone knows. So similar to Life is a Highway.
Yeah.
I guess that's an oldie now. I picked King of Wishful Thinking by Go West, which is just classic. Wow. And then if you're driving, you just get to pick one for you. I'm always
right.
driving.
That's true.
So I did pick a K-pop song, which I went with Love nice. You Right by EXO, which is just great. It's just a fun windows down pop song.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my
Dang,
three.
Dang, you guys right. chose really good ones. I'm going to really embarrass myself.
We know all about your music taste.
That's
Our
true.
Expectations are on the ground. Please go ahead.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad. Keep them there because that's where they're going to end up. I would say I would do like a... maybe Baby One More Time, just because like
oh, great. Know,
everybody yeah. loves that song. Everyone knows
Come
lyrics.
On.
Also, there's this John Mayer song on his live album, Where the Light Is, and it's called In Your Atmosphere, and it's just like a really good, long song.
That's a good one.
Yeah, live albums are good for road trips in general.
They are. I agree.
Setting
I agree.
Like a tone for like an hour and a half is a good strategy.
Yes, it is.
You know?
And then I don't know why, but this is kind of similar in the vein of Life is a Highway, but the song Cruise.
I love that song.
Florida Georgia Line, that one?
Yes. Featuring Nelly, the
I
one featuring
love
Nelly. Yeah.
That song. Oh
it's
my God.
It's really good. It's legitimately really good.
Fucking
yeah.
great answer. And everyone doesn't think, or they think they don't know the lyrics, but it turns out you do. It's you somewhere do. In
I
there.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Wow. True. Great. No, that was amazing. That was the best
well, thank
answer.
Thank you.
Okay, next question's for me, and I'm really sorry, but
I
wanted to answer it. I had to. Okay, this is from Natasha Collins. So Natasha Collins, thank you. Question for Liz, favorite season/favorite person of UK Love Island to date? And then question for all of you guys, favorite celebrity to follow? Okay, like Kate, I did put a lot of thought into this
yes!
because I have an extensive Love Island knowledge. And it will be no spoilers because I won't say the winner, but obviously, Love Island, you couple up, so just you'll probably forget this in, after I say it, so it's fine. I will say my least favorite season of Love Island is the one I'm currently watching, which is season 4, which is like Meg and Wes and Danny and Jack and those people. I actually am kind of struggling to finish it. I'm almost done, and it's the most boring people. But the only redeeming factor is that so one of the contestants is now dating a Hamlin sister who's... sister is dating Scott Disick, Amelia
oh,
Hamlin.
Yes.
Delilah.
Yes.
A.L. Booker is dating. Okay. My favorite season is probably season 2, but mostly season 3. Season 3 is like Kem and Amber, Camilla and Jamie, Chris and Olivia. I still follow all these people on Instagram, even though
yes.
this season aired a very long time ago. There's great bromance in this season, but there's also a lot of great romance. And the people themselves are really, really fucking funny. And it's just, you know, each episode's an hour and they're all just chatting to each other. So it helps when the people are entertaining. And then season 2 is really early on. It was really early on in the show's history, obviously. So it's much more graphic than it is now. They kind of let a lot of things air that we don't do anymore. So just an interesting glimpse into early reality TV. But I think favorite contestants, to answer your question, and thank you again for asking it, is Amber from season 5, Danny from season 4, Olivia from also from season 3, and then Shanice and Luke, because that was the only good thing to come out of season 6. So that's my answer.
Nice.
Great.
And thank you again. Do you guys have favorite celebrities to follow that you want to pitch in here?
I have to say, I ignored this question as soon as I saw a question for Liz, so I missed this. No, I don't have an answer. I don't know that anyone has really... I've like been very annoyed with all the celebrities on my feed during the pandemic. I'm like, yeah, shut up. You know?
I feel that.
Amelia?
You know, I don't follow like a bunch of celebrities, but I enjoy... I mean, I don't know if you can... She's a celebrity, but like she's more of a public figure. Like I love Michelle Obama, so like I follow Michelle Obama. But, and you know... I do some dumb ones too that are just like, why am I following this person? But you know, I do. It's the two people from 90 Day Fiance who I just like, I'm obsessed with. Yes, it's very embarrassing. And then a few Survivor people. And then I have like Adele. I follow Adele. I don't know.
Is she active?
Just the other day, she posted like a big photo dump.
Yeah, oh, nice. Yes. So every once in a while, you know, she'll drop some gems and then I'll feel like I'm in the loop and I'm like, great, I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next question from at NatalieAN629. They asked, what is y'all's favorite high school show / show about high school age teens of all time?
Well, I already mentioned Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so I'm actually going to go with Friday Night Lights in addition
to
that.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Love Friday Night Lights. Wow. So good.
Yeah.
That's bringing me there back. Are so many options. There's so many good ones.
Yeah. I went slightly older only just because I know this is not at all the question, but I just want to plug the show Greek where I can. That's about college age kids, but so good. You guys should watch it. It's
I
just
remember when that was
show.
Huge. And then like no one talks about it anymore.
And it was like on Fox or ABC Family or Freeform, whatever. And like, so that, okay. And didn't Allison Herman, she just wrote a...
Yeah, she did. It was a great piece. Yeah.
Yeah. So go read that, everyone. I would say I'm obsessed with the OC. I've not listened to the podcast yet with Rachel Bilson. And I don't remember the other woman's name. I apologize. But she played Julie Cooper. But... I love the OC.
Really good.
Love the OC. Just and everything that came out of the OC, which is like Laguna Beach, Real Housewives of Orange County. Yeah. Love,
what a legacy.
Love that show. Just a great legacy. Yeah.
Okay. Next one. This is a softball for us because we have answered this in the past.
I know. I had to add it.
At B Ball GS. Want to get into Survivor, but overwhelmed by all the seasons. Where to start, Amelia?
Thank you for asking this. I would say, I think if you're going to start anywhere, you can either start a season one. It's a lot different from Survivor now, but at least you get like a feeling of this is the first season. And, you know, like you get the first alliance, just the whole, what is Survivor? It's a little boring because it's slower paced and it's the game has like just totally evolved since. But that's a good one. I would say Pearl Islands is a really good one. That's season 7. You get to meet some great characters. It's really fun. And season 28, which is Cagayan, that's a really, really fun season. And that's more of like the new school version. And it's really fast paced and it's great. I would also say you could do Millennials versus Gen X, which is really, really good. That one's season 33, or maybe even season 37, Survivor David versus Goliath. And again, these are all like, none of these are an all-stars version. So these are all like new casts, which is kind of nice to start from. So you don't have to, you know. Know people beforehand. But yeah, what do you think?
Well, I was just going to say, I want to direct you, the person who asked this, to our Instagram because Amelia put together a great Instagram post breaking down what to watch of all the Survivor seasons. So it's comprehensive. There's also an episode, I don't even remember when, like a month ago maybe, where we spent like upwards of 12 minutes.
I know.
Like,
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, I fucking loved it. But anyway, we have this whole post that Amelia put together that's really comprehensive and really good.
Thank you.
Okay, personal questions. Only two. At Somo Curcio, we need to know your zodiac signs.
We have never discussed astrology on this podcast, which is why I put this in the outline. I don't think any of us are really into it, but I have a lot of thoughts about it.
Yeah.
What are your signs?
I'm a Libra and I do follow a couple astrology things on Instagram, and I'll be like, yeah, that seems about right. So yeah, so I'm very like on the periphery of astrology.
I do too. Yeah. Like on the low, I do look into it. I do think about it. I'm a Virgo, and I do think I have a lot of Virgo traits. Kate?
I'm an Aquarius, which I also follow like an Aquarius meme account.
Oh, nice. Love those meme accounts. They're actually really good.
Yeah, they're like always like a little bit offensive.
sure.
Like, I'm always like, am I, I guess like what I gather is that Aquarius is supposed to be like kind of like low key rude.
Really?
I don't know. What I also wanted to ask you guys
rude.
Is like, do you have any like zodiac envy? Like when I was growing up, I was always fucking pissed because Aquarius, like when you went to Claire's and they had like the zodiac, like little necklaces, the Aquarius sign is like a vase of water. And I was like, I want to be an animal. Like,
I feel that.
I was supposed to be born in April. I would have been a Leo. No, I would have been an Aries, I think. I looked it up the other day. But like, that's like a ram, or like a Leo is like a lion or whatever.
Yeah,
and I just always wanted one of like the, I feel like there's a clear difference between like the lame signs and or like the just dumb ones.
Yeah.
And the fun ones.
Right.
Totally.
And I always just had like a little bit of zodiac envy, even though I don't really pay attention to it. Like, what did you want to be?
Well, I think I want, well, the one I didn't want to be was a Scorpio, because every time you utter that word, everyone's like, oh, Scorpio.
Right,
and I'm like, oh, that seems bad. I don't know what that means, but okay. So as long as I wasn't a Scorpio, I don't know that Virgo's all that great. I think Leo is kind of like, you know, the shining star of it all.
Mm.
But that's all I got. Amelia?
Yeah, I would say Scorpio and also Gemini. People are always like, oh yeah, Gemini.
Right.
You know, you have a very dual personality.
I always like Gemini because you got like the multiples thing. I would have liked to be Gemini. But also like, I don't really know what that means. People who know astrology are probably listening being like, you don't want to be a Gemini.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like, I always like kind of wanted to get into it, and I'll like read my horoscope and then I'm like, okay, no, this doesn't apply to me. And then I lose faith.
They do give you a real mixed bag of traits. Every time you look it up, there's like two good things about you. And then there's like six bad things about your personality. You're like, okay, well, someone told me I was like, like meticulous to a fault. So thank you. Like, I don't I already know that about myself.
Right.
Yeah. That's so true. Also, I love how we're all like, so Virgo's the maiden, right? And then Aquarius is the pitcher.
Water bearer.
Water
bearer. Nice.
And that's why I'm like, I wanted an animal.
I totally know what you mean. Because I was, so Libra is like the scales. And I was like, are you fucking joking?
Why can't we
me? What the hell? Yeah, it's rude. So why can't they all be animals?
Right. No one wants to wear a necklace with scales on it.
Like, exactly. No, can I please be an animal? God damn. Like,
no.
Whatever.
Who knew we had so much thoughts on this? We literally never talked about this at all. Okay. Last personal question is from @MollyMarie. Just for fun, what are each of your top three holy grail beauty or self-care products? Who wants to go first?
Great question. Love this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I picked a hair care, a skin care, and a makeup.
Nice.
For hair care, I went with the Shea Moisture Manuka Honey Hair Mask. It's just like a deep conditioner. One of those ones that you like leave on for 10 minutes in the shower, use it as an excuse to stand under the steam for like longer than you need to, and then get out and your hair is all nice and soft. Works really well. It's at Target or on Amazon, but don't use Amazon. Skincare one is the one that I'm always recommending in our Instagram comments, is the Paula's Choice BHA liquid exfoliant. Love it.
They need to give you a cut of that.
You recommended it to me, and it's great. It works wonderfully. So good job. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I got my mom using that, and it's been like my biggest accomplishment of quarantine. And then for makeup, I would say this is really boring, but I went with the Urban Decay setting spray because I'm just like an oil slick. And it just, so you got a lot, especially like if you're wearing makeup and a mask, like you just got to lock that shit down no matter how much you're wearing. So those are my three. That was really boring, but that's what I got.
No, it wasn't. Amelia, what are your holy grail products?
I really like this brand called Verst and there. And I know I've talked to you guys.
They should give you a cut too.
They should. Thank you. Yeah, they should. No, it's fine. There's this thing called the Shortcut, which is an overnight facial. And you just put it on. You slather it on before you go to bed. And let me tell you, my skin can be scaly and just like feel like a boulder, and I wake up and it's all moisturized. And I'm like, oh my God, this feels so great. So love Love that one. They also have another moisture. Again, it's the whole moisture thing. I'm getting older and I'm like, I love moisturizers, which is just so depressing. But it's called the Skin Soak and it's a rich moisture cream. And again, it's, you know, it's just a, it's a cream. It's a not super heavy, medium, and you just slather it on again and you're, at least my skin soaks it the fuck up. And the thing with me, and see, it's like, I understand, Kate, I get the oiliness because I get that too, but then it's also, it's like I get, it's like dry skin and scaly and disgusting, mm-hmm. and then on top of it, it's oil. So it doesn't make any sense, and I'm just like,
so
this
difficult.
Is, this is so rude. And I hate this. So on that note, so those two, but then also I like those little, like, I think, you know, you can buy them at Target, but you can also buy them in Sephora. There's different kinds, but the little blotting papers, love those. Mm-hmm. Love those. Yeah.
Have you guys ever done like the desperate version where you take the toilet paper covers?
Yes. Yes.
And you can use toilet paper covers like if you're in a public bathroom. It sounds gross, but it really works.
No, it does work. I've heard of that.
It works. And you can also do it to the roots of your hair too.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, good tip. My three Holy Grail beauty products, because I am an aging, pale, white woman, my number one is prescription retinol. Everyone should be using it. It's the only
fight you started?
I have. Yeah.
We've been talking about this for years. I didn't realize you'd started without us.
I'm almost 28. so I started, it like dries the shit out of your skin, but apparently it's like, you know, the only hope I have against just shriveling up. So I use that. And then a makeup, I have sworn by this since the eighth grade, hasn't let me down yet, and I've been using it for that long. It's the Bobbi Brown gel pods. It's eyeliner. It's like the nice gel eyeliner. I put it on, not anymore, but every single day for my entire life. It's easy to use by the travel size, but yeah, it's really good. You get like a bajillion uses out of each one little guy. And then my last one is a little tip for those who want to really smell nice, but don't want to spend like $200 on a nice perfume. Fantasy by Britney Spears. I have never gotten more compliments in my entire life. I have also been rocking with that since the eighth grade.
Oh my gosh.
Men
yes.
love it. Women love it. Everybody loves it. It's just a real sure winner. It smells very sweet and a little bit, you know? So it's just nice little come hither perfume.
I love that.
And it smells very, very nice. And it's Fantasy by Britney Spears. You can buy it.
Are
for
they
like 15
still making
bucks.
That?
Yes, you do have to go through a couple websites, but I find it. I manage to find it every time.
I love that.
All right. Oh. Last category is miscellaneous. These are great. this one I think is the one I'm most excited about in this whole episode. At CMS 2166 says, love your animal segments. Any particular creatures on your radar? Thank you. I have Truly. One. I'm just going to start off. Do I've it. Been really thinking a lot about the cicada situation.
Oh my God. I almost put that.
Not talked about it on mic, but I'm worried for you guys on the East Coast. Like, I've been
Where
reading
like
some
breed
articles.
X or whatever.
It's like descending upon us or descending upon you guys. And I've been looking them up. Seems like a bad situation. Never seen one. But I've
You've never
about
seen
cicada
a cicada?
Stuff. No.
Remember
no,
when we
so.
Had that? Remember when we had that giant green beetle that was haunting our office?
Yes. Oh, you know they're blind,
was,
and they're
that
just,
was close to a cicada. That's like the energy that cicadas bring.
Yeah,
yeah. I also almost put Gross. The cicadas in here, but I was like, there has to be something better. So I looked up just like wildlife news, and the first thing I saw was that manatees are dying at an alarming rate.
No,
they
so
are.
We have what? To save the manatees. This is a PSA. I don't know what we have to do to save the
what?
Manatees. Use paper straws. I don't know. I would use paper straws.
Fuck? Why are they dying, Kate?
I don't know. I got too depressed and I closed out of the article.
You know,
however, I love manatees. Always have.
Yeah, yes. Wait, what? What the okay,
I
they can't
have to look
that
more
is,
into it.
Okay, that's so insane because at my last job, I was tasked with doing this thing where you like have to share like today's news topics. And literally, this was like less than 5 years ago. And one time I found a news topic that was like, manatees are coming back and they're no longer endangered. And so I shared it and it got everyone like did a standing ovation. And
wow.
So now I guess never mind. Never mind.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says that this is an, quote, unusual mortality event.
What?
Oh, you took a real deep dive. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring us down. I just wanted us to be aware of the manatee situation.
You know, you can adopt, like, you can quote unquote adopt them. And yeah, so maybe everyone who's listening, you should do that.
Let's get a tea time manatee.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Honestly, I'm down.
I don't know. Tea bag.
We'll workshop that. Okay. God. Sorry. So I was looking, there's this tweet that I saw. This is from like earlier on in April, and it's from @GnomeDaBarbarian. And it's, today I learned that raccoons riding wild boar on trail cameras is a whole ass genre. And it's just like these, like people set up these cameras, you know, to photograph at night. And and he has like several pictures of raccoons riding wild boars and like from different like nights, I guess. And so I apparently that's what they do
on purpose.
Yes. I hope so.
Maybe. I don't. I'm sorry. I'm just confused.
Their intention in the video.
Yeah, I think I don't know. They're using the wild boar to like, I'd reach
get from
up
point
to
A to point B.
Or just to inspect something. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it is interesting that there's like, you know, more than one instance of this happening. So
does it freak you out sometimes when animals are like smart enough to do that? Like it freaks me out a little bit. Totally. They already have those like kind of human hands. Yes. Is that too human?
I know. Isn't it wild?
You're going to have to post this somewhere so that people listening can know what the hell you're talking about. It's really, really something when you put it in front of you.
Yeah. So I'm trying to monitor that. I'll let you know if there's any good updates.
Thank you.
So.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Hey, anytime.
All right. Two more questions. Ellie Fristack said, who would you want to sing your breakup and love story anthems?
Great question. Breakup, Adele, gotta be. No one better.
Same.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Then for the love anthem, Harry Styles would sing it and it would be about our timeless love. He would sing it all about our relationship.
All right.
Yes.
I thought when you're going through like the anger phase of your breakup, also Pink is really good and kind of like sing her songs.
That's good. And underrated.
A really underrated Taylor Swift song, I think, for when you're like at the acceptance stage of your breakup is I Forgot That You Existed. It's just like a great kind of fuck you, I don't think about you song anymore.
Really good.
And it kind of makes you feel a little bit more powerful than you were before.
Mm-hmm. Those are really good. Who
would sing your love song?
I don't know. No, but I don't know.
Pass. Okay. No. Sorry. Go ahead, Amelia.
No. Kelly Clarkson has some good breakup songs.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So definitely. And I love her. I think she's great. Yeah. So
that could fall under the Pink, like kind of anger, kind of FU stage.
Totally.
Yeah, that's a good one. Last question. Saving the best for last, perhaps. @GDLee9270 asked, what do you think about the term chuggy?
Okay, some basic background. This term has been like in the discourse for a couple weeks, and it's spelled chEUGY, and it was coined in 2013 by Gabby Rasan, and then it was recently sort of brought back by Hallie Kane, who's her friend, on TikTok. And it is a term that Gen Z and now ourselves are using to describe a very specific, basic, sort of off-trend millennial style. And I think it would have just like kind of gone away. Like clearly it did in 2013, but now millennials like can't stop talking about it. It's kind of like what we did with the side parts and the skinny jeans. We're like, Gen Z didn't really make it happen. We did it to ourselves. So the definition of chuggy, here are some examples. It's just like, you know, things that Gen Z are like, they see millennials doing or wearing or talking about, and they're like, wow, you're embarrassing and chuggy. It's sort of like the girl boss energy. Live, laugh, love signs, minions, Uggs, Harry Potter or Star Wars merchandise, Chevron, like the pattern Chevron, graphic t-shirts, like infinity tattoos, like the flight of birds tattoos, basically like anything that was cool in 2013.
I was just going to say, this is like the Liz Kelly, just college experiences, all of those hot
this is just
buzzwords.
Like, Pinterest, so 2013. Oh. It's one of those things that like would have died away, but like millennials are like really offended by now because we're like The Office was also on the list of things that are too deep because it's like popular with millennials, but like not cool anymore. And I just worry that we do this to ourselves, you guys. Yeah. And I know we're doing it by talking about it on this podcast, but the only people I've seen talking about being choogy are millennials who think that they are choogy. Mm. I've not seen any cool TikTok teens being like using the word, which then makes you think that it's like choogy to talk about choogy. Is that like choogy inception? Wow.
Yeah. We got to text Zoe and see what her thoughts are on choogy.
We do. We have to be like, Zoe, keep it real with us. Are we choogy?
Yeah.
Yeah, really tough. It's just kind of like another synonym for like basic, I think, sort of, but more specific and painful as the teens tend to do.
Yeah.
So Amelia, I know that you've been following Choog Life on Instagram.
Oh God. I love Choog Life.
Choog?
Oh my God. No, I love choogy. I think I love the word one. Just like great job with the word. Great.
Super fun to say.
Super fun to say. I was spelling it with an H for another H for some reason. But then I went down a whole internet hole of something else. But anyway, I think it's really funny. And I do think that, you know, 2013, 2012, like very much that's the genre. I think, do you remember the website Bitches Love This or Betches?
Yes.
Like
I
that's
do.
Very choogy.
yeah.
We had a debate. You brought up that they said that the Masked Singer is choogy. And we actually like objected to that and said that no, it's actually The Voice.
The Voice in American Idol. Very
from
choogy.
What we understand. More of like a mainstream thing.
Yes. Yeah. Because it's like, you know, the Masked Singer was never cool. Like,
no,
I don't.
It's too weird by definition.
It's too weird. Totally. So, yeah. That's so. Sorry. I'm like obsessed with choogy now. And I'm like, choogy, choog. Choog, choog, choog.
We'll reclaim choogy for our own purposes.
Right. I've accepted it. This is all those things you said were basically about me at a certain time in my life. And it is what it is. And
that's how trends work. You know,
exactly.
We'll coin a word in 10 years for the TikTok teens. In their fucking Crocs, and they will be part of this as well. It just happens to all of us.
You know who's like very, very, very just on brand choogy? Holly Madison of The Girls Next Door. Everything about her is so choogy. Like, she was a Playboy model. She was big in like that era. She's a Disney person. She loves
Disney adults. That was big on
the
choogy.
That was a big choogy. I think she likes Chevron. She really likes that specific hot pink color. Like, you know, she's wearing like two-faced makeup and just, you know, which, I mean, go off, do it. I love that for her. But she, if you were to think of anyone who is like a picture of them under the definition of choogy, it's Holly Madison.
That's good. Wow. I feel like you guys described that extremely well. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Okay, that's it for the mailbag. I had so much fun doing that. I love those.
They're
episodes.
So fun. Love a mailbag. Love a tea bag.
Yeah, and thank you guys for sending them. We love reading through even all the ones that we couldn't get to. I'm sure we'll do this again. Celeb news has never been drier, so we'll just probably reach back in.
Check
at
back
some
in
point
on
soon.
The manatees.
Yeah. Oh. No, Kate, really though. Okay, anyway, thank you so much, Kaya, who produces this godforsaken podcast. I'm Liz Kelly.
I'm Kate Hallowell.
I'm Amelia Wedmeyer.
This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.